Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dollar Dash, the game show that tests your knowledge with true or false trivia questions and rewards you with cold, hard cash. Our contestants will face off in a battle of wits, trying to answer as many questions as possible in a limited amount of time. For every correct answer, they'll earn money, but one wrong answer and they'll lose it all. With the pressure on and the stakes high, who will have what it takes to come out on top and leave with the grand prize? Let's find out as we begin the ultimate true or false trivia showdown on Dollar Dash.
From the rock where all my shooters on commando. I said, all right, see my brothers, now we running out of candles. I poured a bottle out for all my feelings I can't handle. I swear my fucking heart gone, put it all in my song. I'm talking to the reverend just so I can right all my wrongs. And I feel like the king and all of y'all just look like my pawn. Fuck it, how you kill the pain, do it with like five bombs. Demons been up in my brain, now I feel like a lost cause. Fucked up, now I'm seeing all the pain that I caused.
All the pain that I caused.
Bae, I don't know if I can say any heartbreak. Any heartbreak, I say drugs every day. Cause of my brain, cause of my brain. I done took my phone off D&D for the last time. Said RIP my brothers, hope I say that for the last time. And I come from a city where murder they favorite pastime. Spun around the block, caught up, he's seeing flatlines. Spun around the block, caught up, and now he dead. I said I got paranoid, I've been creeping in my head. And if he try to play with me, then I'ma fill him up with lead. If I see a opp, I'm seeing red. If he talking on the phone, I make him regret what he said. I just popped another perk and I can't wait to go to bed. I said, bitch, I'm counting bread. You can see it spread. Got two hollow tips, they hit his head and turn him to a sped. If he talking on my name, I grab the chopper, I'll check. And if he playing with me, then he know we playing with his life. I got a bad bitch and I can't wait to make her my wife. And any bitch that took my heart and broke that shit, then you could die. Babe, I don't know if I can take any heartbreak.
Baby girl, a message, and I'll be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, and I'd rather leave than cheat. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. But there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but alone. But when you love a decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find what life is like without you. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying a heart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be, where I wanna be.
Yes, we'll be right back with the Dollar Dash after one more song. Omar, are you on?
Yes, sir. I'm in the building.
Oh, okay. All right. Nothing much.
Yeah, let's run this next song real quick. We're going to get back at you.
It's Dollar Dash time. I think we're going to play one more song, but I mean, if you want to give a brief introduction, you could while we wait for Dre.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody, welcome back. We are episode 4 of Dollar Dash. I'm your host, Nephew O, our game show host, the infamous J, and of course, D-R-E, Dre. So we still got time. Anybody out there that want to donate to the Cash Pot, this is the time to do so. Remember, the bigger the pot, the bigger the win. So it's up to you guys. So I'm going to give out this Cash App again. It's going to be money sign, the word dollar, the word dash, the word thug, and then podcast. So money sign, dollar dash, the podcast. And we'll be right back with you after this song.
When the last time y'all heard me drop rhyme? Y'all be dropping it. My remix, y'all be copping it. Play it on the radio, rocking it. East, west, north, south, non-stop with it. No lie, you see me with God. See me, I beam Black Street all clean. I work beats like girls in Mag do. You need a remix, I'll fix you too. Black Street. Sexy thing, I like the way you swing. I always wanna be your
be waiting. When I see you, we'll be anticipating.
All I wanna do is drive you crazy, girl.
If we can flow, baby, let's go. See me tonight. Let me be the one you can call. My girl, time for you to be my girl.
Let the rap flow kill you, rock platinum jewelry. Young lady think it's silver, need a fix, hit me on the hip, but don't go berserk and get whipped. Put my business in the street like work. I rock Rocky Isis, duck pole license. Through your town, run up and down like Poppy Prices. And do something, let me know, you wanna do something? I'll meet you by your building in the brand new something. That's not a thing, I just copped the range. The 4.6 with the hot wood grain. Drop the front like hydraulic. Got a hypnotic like the dearly departed Mr. Christopher Wallace. Jigger got it if you need it. Willing to give it if you willing to live it. Love and killing the digits. It's the rap black sheep along with the black street. He dropped it Monday, so platinum that week.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Dollar Dash, episode 4. We're back in the building. I appreciate everybody for joining us tonight. We about to get to it. We about to win it. So I believe we got our contestants for the evening. We're going to go ahead and bring them on up so we can get this game show started, because I know everybody's been waiting. Everybody's ready. And again, I'm your host, Mr. O, along with our game show host, the infamous Jay, as well as DRE, Dre. We have our first contestant on the line.
Four eight five nine.
You live?
I'm here. Hey.
How are you? What's your name? Where you calling from? Where you from?
My name is Shannon. I'm calling from South Carolina.
All right, South Kakalaki in the building tonight. I see you. All right, we ready for you. Ready to win this money tonight?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, we got our second contestant for the evening.
We got 919 Kevin.
919 Kevin, you loud.
Nine one nine seven.
All right. So hopefully they'll come back here in a second. Let's just go to our next contestant for right now.
Okay. We're waiting for two more contestants.
All right. All right, press one. We need y'all to press one if you want to participate.
Yes.
You want a chance at winning this golden pot tonight.
If you press one, you'll be part of the contest and the cash money. Until then, how about you play the rules real quick?
All right, run the rules for me.
Rules list for true or false dollar dash. 1. The game consists of 3 rounds, each lasting 7 minutes. 2. The contestants will be asked true or false questions from different categories. Science and black history are worth 10 points, music is worth 5 points, and movies and TV shows are worth 3 points. 3. The contestants have 5 seconds to answer each question by saying true or false. 4. If a contestant answers correctly, they receive the designated points for that category. If they answer incorrectly, they receive no points for that question. 5. If a contestant is unsure of an answer, they may use a pass to move on to the next question. Each pass used deducts 1 point from their total score. 6. The contestant with the most points at the end of the 3 rounds wins the Dollar Dash prize. 7. In case of a tie, a sudden death round will be played until there is a clear winner. 8. Any form of cheating or inappropriate behavior will result in disqualification. Good luck and have fun playing Dollar Dash.
Oh, you there?
We back. Is our contestants on?
Let's see. No, not yet. Not here yet.
Anybody who's online that wants the impossible contestant tonight, you have to press one.
fun and get the fast money. That's what we do. It's our fourth show. And, you know, like you said, we built this show to give back to people. So the only way us to give back is for cooperation. All right, so look, how about this? You got one? 4776? 4776?
We got 4-7. You see that? Dre, 4-7-2-6.
You're live.
Yo. Yo, what it up? What it up, man? Where you calling from?
What up, my nigga? What's poppin'? It's Matt.
Yo, what's good, man? How are you, man? Yeah, we can hear you now, beloved.
Okay, okay, beloved. How you?
I'm good, man. You ready to win this money tonight?
I can't hear you, beloved.
I say you ready to win this money tonight?
Of course, beloved. I couldn't hear you. So, yeah, let me try to turn it down. So I don't know what it is. Let me fucking turn it down, turn it up. All right, go ahead, beloved. I'm here.
Sir, we're going to bring you on down. I was asking where you calling from.
I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina right now, but, you know what I mean, from Patterson, New Jersey, though, you dig? All right,
Patterson okay. In the building, I'll see you.
All right, man,
yo, we gonna get this show cranked up, man, so we gonna go ahead and bring you on down, man. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Dollar Dash, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
All right, so what are you doing next?
All right, we got any more contestants on the line?
If the last week's winner, if you're on the line, press one. The last week.
Miss North Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota. If you're on the line, press one.
Say that again. I was broken up.
No, Miss North Dakota, if you are on the line, we need you to press one. You are the second place winner of last week's show, so we're bringing you back for another chance tonight. So if you're on the line, please press one now.
Okay.
Well, Dre, okay. Man, we're going to have two contestants tonight, man. We're going to have another flip down from the sudden death from last week, man. I guess that's how it's going to have to go down tonight.
All right, let's go.
We're going to go ahead and get started, man. We're not going to hold our audience any longer. So we're going to introduce our game show host for tonight, the Infamous Jay. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm just ready. I'm just sitting back ready to do the do, make it do what it do.
Yes, sir. So, as if for our contestants that don't know, this week we put a little twist on things. So, each category is going to be worth 10 points this week. We're going to move them around a little bit. So, we're going to go ahead and hand this over to our game show host, Jay. And we're going to go ahead and get this game started, man. So, it's on you, Jay.
Okay, I just need a list of the contestants one more time. There was a lot of static and breaking up.
We got contestant number one, Shannon, and we got contestant number two, Math. Mathematics from Patterson.
Peace.
Okay. Okay. That's all we got?
Yep. Yeah, we that's all the contestants that has came forth this evening, so that's what we're rolling with.
All right.
So when you're ready to start the timer, I'm ready on you, so.
All right, 1 second. One second. I want to make sure I got these questions right. Dre, did the other, we couldn't get through to the other contestant?
Not at the moment. Oh, we have. Wait. Hold up. So long, I hit one. Let's see who we got.
All right.
Nine five one three.
You live. 9153.
Is you on your phone? 9513.
Why I keep doing that? Hello, it's Yvonne and A. I think I'll play tonight.
Well, Hallie, how are you? Good to have you.
I'm a fine partner. I'm a fine. Thanks so much.
Tell everybody where you calling from.
I'm calling from New York. I'm from New York.
New York don't sound like that, but I'll give it to you. But welcome to the show. You ready to win this money tonight?
I'm ready to compete. Thank you.
I'm not mad at you. But we ready for it. We're going to go ahead and get this show on the roll. We're going to go ahead and bring you on down. We got anybody else on the line? Any more contestants? We got one more spot. If not, we're going to go ahead and get started because I'm ready to roll with this. I'm ready to get it going.
All we need is one more contestant.
You press one, you got a chance.
Hold on this, guys. Hold on, we do one more song. And
yeah.
And let everyone think about if they want to jump on this opportunity and the cash money.
Yeah, it's money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's I know a couple people out there that got to recover from the weekend, so yeah, we need to get at it. Hit that one.
Go to one more song and hopefully somebody will get happy fingers.
There you go.
Play that song I like.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestring, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the size, I keep my figure right, I'll keep my hair fixed, rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home late, tell me on my shoulder I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it, it's my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day to do it.
Welcome back. We back in the building. So, Dre, how we looking, man? We got another contestant, or?
Yeah, we good.
Okay.
8555.
8555. You live?
Yeah. What it is? What it look like? What it be?
What up? Let us know who's calling and where you from.
Shadi, Rakim, Duhan, Power You God, Scientific, Everlasting, Great Mind, Allah. From Patterson, residing in North Carolina.
All right, Patterson in the building. Patterson running deep tonight. I see you.
We got Patterson.
We got South Carolina in the building. Look, man, we're going to get at it, man. We're going to go ahead and get this started, man. I know our listeners is ready, man. Welcome to the show, Shadi. Nice to have you, man. It's always a good thing to hear you, man. I appreciate you. Happy anniversary again, too, my brother.
Yeah,
and we're going to go ahead and bring you on down, man, and get this show cranked up, man. So, Jay, it's on you, man. So whenever you're ready, man, we can get this time rolling and go ahead and get to it.
Okay, we're gonna start off with for this evening. We're gonna start off with our first contestant from South Carolina, Miss Shannon.
Hey,
and how you doing? Did you hear the three categories that we have? Are we giving them an opportunity, or are we just calling them off? I forgot the category.
No, everybody gets every category is worth 10 points, so everyone to get to select their own category. As you know, we got music, we got history, science, and we also have movies and TV shows. So they get to pick the categories. And remember, you're only going to have 5 seconds to answer, so if you don't get them 5 seconds, don't get that true or false off in 5 seconds. It's over with. You ain't going to get no points, so it's going to go to the next person. So,
I'm sure everybody heard that. You only have 5 seconds to answer. 5 seconds go very fast. So we're starting off with you, Shannon. Would you like movies and TV, science and history, not black history, science and history, or what's the third one is, music.
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 Okay, music.
Set me a timer for 7 minutes, please.
7 minutes, starting now.
Okay, here we go. Music. Michael Jackson's Thriller is the best-selling album of all time. True or false?
True
it is. That's 10 points. All right, let's move. We're moving right along because we started a little bit late. Mathematics.
Peace.
What category would you like?
Music.
All right, music, moving right along. True or false, the Beatles released their debut album in 1963. True or false?
63, true.
True it is. Moving right along, Miss Eva from New York. What category would you like this evening to start the game off?
Movies and television.
Movies and television.
correct.
Okay. Movies and television. Here we go. Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, was released in 1976. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. That was close. That was close. Everybody got to remember, it's only 5 seconds. All right, Shadi, what's going on? Peace, Shadi.
What it is? Peace.
What's up? What category would you like?
Give me Black history.
It's just history. It's not Black history.
All right. Give me yes.
You want history?
Yeah. Let me,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, history. Wait 1 second. I believe we got the wrong history one up here again. Wait a minute. Let me see. Right. Okay. Here we go. We got it. All right. The longest bone in the human body is the femur. True or false?
True.
True it is. Okay. Everybody starting off on fire. Okay, that's the way it is. Shannon. What's it gonna be? What category? What's your category?
Oh, history.
History? Okay, history it is.
Yes.
Okay. The chemical symbol for silver is capital A, small letter G. False it is. That was close, Bobby. I gotta remember.
Oh,
it's only
great.
5 seconds. That was close.
Yeah,
that was real close.
Mathematics. What it's gonna be?
Just keeping on music.
Music. Okay, let's go back to music. True or false? Mozart composed over 600 works in his lifetime. Mozart.
600. True.
True it is.
Close one.
Miss Eva from New York. What is it? What's it gonna be?
Movies and television.
That's my category. Okay. The TV show Friends aired for 12 seasons. True or false?
True.
I'm sorry, that one is false.
How many?
Okay, Shadi, which one will it be?
Give me history again.
History again? When I call y'all name, y'all might as well just give me the category. You know,
yeah,
we just
history,
go right to it.
Yeah, history. Yeah.
History? Okay, here we go. History. 1 second. Okay. History. Isaac Newton formulated the laws of gravitation. True or false?
True it is.
Shannon, which category would you like?
Music.
Which one? Music.
Yes.
Okay, music. All right. Okay. Lady Gaga, real name is Stefania Germanata.
True it is.
Okay, mathematics, what category?
Yeah, I'm going to go to history, King. Let's go to history.
We're going to go to history? Okay.
Yeah, I wish it was black history, but let's go to history.
It was, but we switched it up. Okay, the American Revolutionary War began in 1775. True or false?
That was because they did the American flag in 17. Yep, that's a fact. Almost there in 1774, 75. Yeah, it's a fact.
Pass. Time expired.
What'd he say?
What I said? I said it's a fact. That's true. It's a fact.
Oh, it was false anyway.
I said 1774, but 1775. I said that too, because that's when the flag was made.
I thought you said 1775.
Be advised. You don't have time to talk out your question. You only got 5 seconds. So it's either true or false. Yeah. Use that time wisely.
Man, it's my fault. I said facts instead of true, but even though it's wrong.
Eva from New York. Which one is going to be? You still in it?
Television and movies.
Okay, television and movies. The character James Bond is known for always ordering his martini shaken. Somebody got a lot of noise in the background. The character James Bond is known for always ordering his martinis shaken, not stirred. True or false?
True it is.
You right back in, right up there in the top again. All right, Shadi, what is it?
Give me history again, bro.
History? Well, y'all going with the tough ones tonight. All right, history.
20 seconds in this round.
All right, history. The human immune system is capable of fighting off viruses. True or false?
True, absolutely. True.
Oh, that's false.
Okay.
Oh, we still got time, O?
That's the end of the round. That's the end of the first round.
Okay, we got the end of the first round, and we got Ms. Shannon got 30 points. Mathematics got 20 points. Eva, you got 20 points. And Shadi, you got 20 points. So Ms. Shannon is the leading so far in the first round. We still got two more rounds to go. And it's anybody's game.
Okay.
You gonna take a music break or something?
All right. Yeah, quick commercial break.
All right.
I take these drugs to keep the pain away, and I
wake up every morning, pray for better days. And I'll never say I love you, cause I know it's fake. And I don't know what love is, my heart was never made. I'm so tired of broken love, baby, I can live with it. You say you love me, but don't trust me, what's the difference? I know you did your dirt, and I can tell you not too innocent. And I don't want no quickie, says I want something real intimate. People say you changed, but it's crazy, I ain't noticed it. Yeah, you broke my heart, you got me good, I say I must admit. And for it to work, man, it gotta be 100. This ain't what you want, you should've left when it got started. Catching so much of these feelings, got me feeling too retarded. Feel my feelings in my face, now I can feel my love departing. And I can't keep you too close, because I'm in my bed regardless. And I don't believe in love, I had to put ice where my heart is. Now, baby, now tell me how you feel. I don't ask so much, I just want you to keep it real. And baby, I don't need love, just need some time to heal. But if you down to ride, I'ma need you to sign it. Now, baby, tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. I don't ask so much, I just want you to keep it real. And baby, I don't need love, just need some time to heal. You down to ride, I'ma need you to sign a deal. This is way more than pain, so you don't feel me. Ain't no cap when I rap, yeah, this the real me. I be really sparing niggas, that's a chill me. Light one up in the air just to heal me. If they don't better me, I told them keep they distant. Don't do this rapping shit, I guess I'm boring gifted, I'm different. Pay attention, it's a difference. If you don't think so, I don't really think you listening. Cause my heart is not to be played with, And my heart is not to be played with, Very toxic, we start arguing and fussing. You told your friends that I treat you like you nothing. So why you bluffing? It's always something. I'm going up, big bro told me just be patient. I skipped the line, I was getting tired of waiting. I love my niggas, but I tell them stay dangerous. We moving different, had to stop doing the same shit. I got a new bitch, cause my last one on that lame shit. A solid bitch, not the one that's looking for fame, bitch. Oh, you a gold digger. You see me rapping, going up, but now you know niggas. Hey, you took me as a joke when I approach you. Now baby, now tell me how you feel. I don't ask so much, I just want you to keep it real. And baby, I don't need love, just need some time to heal. But if you down to ride, I'ma need you to sign it. Now baby, tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. I don't ask so much, I just want you to keep it real. And baby, I don't need love, just need some time to heal. You down to ride, I'ma need you to sign a deal.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We deep in episode four.
Okay. And I believe the last question, the last person was Shadi, so we're starting off with Miss Shannon.
Yeah.
What category would you like?
Television and movies.
Television and movies.
Set me a timer for 7 minutes, please.
7 minutes. Starting now.
Okay, starting now. The TV show The Office originated in the United States. True or false?
False.
Yes, you're right. False. False it is. Okay. All right. She's batting 100 tonight. All right, Maddox, it's your turn. What category would you like?
I'm going to stay with history.
History? All right. Right back to history it is. Let's see. Let's music 1 second. Okay. The Nile River is not the longest river in the world. It is the longest river in Africa, though. The Amazon River holds that title. True or false?
Fact. True.
No, that's false. All right. Off to the next one. Eva. Eva.
Good.
Did we lose Eva? think we got to wait for her to call back since her call was dropped. We can move on to Shadi, and then when Eva come back, we can take Eva back. I think her call was lost. All right, Shadi, what category would you like?
Give me music.
Music?
Okay. Yeah.
One second. All right, music. Here it is. Bob Marley was born in Jamaica. True or false?
True.
True it is. That was an easy one.
My other one that was false. I'm surprised. I thought that the immune system fought off pathogens and stuff.
No, I guess it doesn't fight off viruses. I guess you need medicine for that. I guess the immune system fights off other things, but not viruses. Like COVID is a virus, so you need like the vaccine and all that stuff. I guess I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay.
Is Eva back?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Welcome back. Yes. All right. It's your turn, Eva. What category would you like?
I'm going to stick with movies and TV shows.
Movies and TV shows. All right. Movies and TV shows. The Marvel superhero Iron Man first appeared in the MCU film Captain America in the Civil War. True or false?
Five seconds.
Uh-oh. When you feel Jay close,
no, just
wait, just yell.
No, I said true.
You said true?
I did. It could be wrong, but I did say true.
No, it's correct, but it's up to the timer. What else?
No.
We're going to give her a pass just this one time. We give you that pass.
Okay.
We're going to assume we didn't hear you say it loud enough.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're moving right along. Moving right along. Shannon.
Was that right or wrong? I guess.
That was right. It was right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right.
History.
Okay. The planet Neptune is much larger than Earth. True or false?
True.
False. Sorry about that. Oh, your first one wrong. All right, mathematics.
Yeah.
What category would you like?
Let's do music. Music.
Music. Okay. All right, music. True or false? Madonna has won an Oscar for Best Actress. True or false?
True.
False. She has never won an Oscar in that. False. All right, Eva, you up? What category would you like, Eva?
TVs and movies.
Okay. TVs and movies it is. Okay, the TV series Game of Thrones is based on a book series written by J.R.R. Tolkien. True or false?
True.
Sorry, false.
Thank you.
Uh-oh, Shadi, you on.
All right, give me music, bro.
Music?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go, here we go. Music, music, music. Okay. Beethoven composed the Moonlight Sonata. True or false?
False.
Sorry, true. Everybody got the wrong answer in that round right there. The first time everybody got the wrong answer. All right, Shannon, we're moving right along. Which one would you want?
TV and movies.
TVs and movies. TVs and movies, okay. TVs and movies. The TV show Stranger Things is set in the 1980s. True or false?
True it is.
Okay, mathematics, it's on you. Which one? Music?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. True or false? Led Zeppelin's song Stairway to Heaven was released in 1971.
Led Zeppelin. False.
It's true.
True.
Alright.
Yep. What you talking about,
Ruth? Eva, it's up to you.
I will say movies and TVs.
Movies and TVs. Okay. The Lord of Rings trilogy consists of 6 movies. True or false?
False.
False it is. Okay, Shadi.
Give me history.
Which one would you like? History?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. History it is. Okay. The theory of evolution was proposed by Charles Darwin. True or false?
True.
True it is. Okay, Shannon, it's on you.
18 seconds remaining.
History.
What is it? History. Okay, history it is. Jupiter is the largest planet in our solar system. True or false?
False.
Sorry, true it is. True. It's true. All right, moving right along. That's the end of the second round. Didn't finish.
Let's do some movies or something. Let's switch it all the way up.
Omar.
Yep.
That's the end of the second round, but the last three contestants didn't go.
Okay.
So you want to do them three?
You can go ahead and run them. It's fine. Go ahead. All right. We're gonna run these
last three, and then we'll take a break before the last round. All right, Matt, what category did you say?
Movies. Yeah.
All right. Okay, The Exorcist is a film about a haunted house. True or false?
That's true.
That's false.
No, not false. False.
You know, The Exorcist, that's that crazy lady. All right, Eva.
TVs and movies.
TVs and movies. TVs and movies. Okay. The TV series The Big Bang Theory revolves around a group of friends who work as scientists. True or false?
You said revolves around a group of friends who what?
Who work as scientists.
Yes, true.
And true it is, true it is. All right, Shadi, which one is going to be going to end off the second round?
Give me music.
Okay, one second. Music. Okay. Piano is classified as a percussion instrument. True or false?
Five seconds.
True. I think you ran out of time. You said 5 seconds,
yeah,
yo?
5 seconds is up. Yep.
All right, that's the end of the second round, and let me tally up the score. Shannon got 50 points. Mathematics, you got 20 points. Eva, you have 50 points. Shadi, you got 40 points. It's still anybody's game in this last round. One more round to go. Take us out with a break, Dre, before we come back in with the last round.
Thank you.
True.
Man, welcome back, man. I'm over here grooving.
Me too. So we back. We ready for the last round? The final round. Let's get down. Wait a minute. I think we lost Dre. 1 second. Give me a minute.
No,
we lost Dre.
Dre here.
Oh, you here? Okay. All right. Okay, we'll start this last. It's the last round. It's still anybody's game. We starting off with Shannon.
Music.
1 second. Okay, what'd you say?
Music.
Music. All right, this is the last
Alexa,
round.
Set me a timer for 7 minutes, please.
7 minutes, starting now.
Okay. Here we go. Elvis Presley has won multiple Grammy Awards.
Oh, true.
True or false?
True.
It's false. That was a strange question, though. But anyway, uh-oh. Okay. Moving right along. Math.
History.
History.
Yeah, 20 years.
History. Okay. Okay. Albert Einstein received the Nobel Prize in Physics for his work on the photoelectric effect, not his theory of relativity. True or false?
True.
False. Okay. Eva?
Television and movies.
Television and movies. If we get with this answer, you can take the lead. Television and movies. Okay. Jurassic Park was directed by Steven Spielberg.
True.
True it is. Okay, Shadi.
Yeah.
Still in it.
Give me music.
Music?
Yeah.
Okay, music it is. Okay. Kanye West has won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards before.
True.
True it is. Okay, Shannon, still in it.
Television and movies.
Okay, the film Pulp Fiction was directed by Quentin Tarantino. True or false? True it is. Okay, mathematics. Math.
Yeah, music.
Music. Okay, music. Here we go. The violin has four strings. True or false?
Violin.
True it is. All right, Eva. You got to get this right to keep up with the lead.
Television and movies.
Sticking with that television and movies, I see. Okay. The film, Lion King, the film Lion King is a Disney animated feature. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. All right, Shadi.
Music.
Music.
Yes.
Okay, music. We're running out of questions here. Okay. Adele's debut album is titled 21.
True.
False. All right, Shannon, you got to get this right. What you going for?
Television and movies.
Television and movies. Television and movies. Television and movies. Okay, television and movies. The movie The Matrix was released in 1999. True or false?
Yep. That's
true.
True it is. True it is. True it is. It's the tight one. It's the tight. We got a tight race here.
I heard.
Well, I don't know. Math, it's your turn.
Movies.
We're going to the bottom of the movies. The movie Inception was directed by Christopher Nolan. True or false?
Heard of it, but I'm going to go with false.
Yep, it's true. All right, Eva, you need this one.
Movies and television.
Movies and television. The TV series Breaking Bad follows the story of a high school chemistry teacher turned methamphetamine manufacturer.
True.
True or false? True it is.
True,
true it is. Yeah, true. You're right. True. Shadi?
History.
The atomic number of oxygen is 8. True or false?
False.
Nope, it's true. Okay, Shannon. Game is on the line.
Music.
Oh, you switched up on them. Okay. Music. Okay. The rock
One
band.
1 minute 30 seconds left in the round.
The rock band AC/DC was formed in Australia. True or false?
True.
True it is. True it is. Okay. Math. History. Okay. 1 second. History. History. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone.
True.
True it is. True it is. All right, Eva. This might be it right here. Which one are you going with?
Movies and television.
Movies and television? Mm-hmm. Okay, movies and television. We're running out of questions. Okay, the TV series Grey's Anatomy centers around a group of lawyers. True or false?
False.
False it is. False it is. Shadi, get the last one.
Give me music.
Music. Okay, music. This might be it. Jimi Hendrix is widely regarded as one of the greatest guitarists in history. True or false?
True. True.
True it is. True it is.
Jay, that's the end of our round. That's the third round.
That's the end of
it. Tally them up.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold up. Let me tally up. Let me tally up the scores. Okay, we tallied up all the scores and it was close, but the winner for tonight's Dollar Dash is Eva from New York City with 90 points. And second place was Miss Shannon with 80 points. Third place was Shadi with 60 points. And Mathematic had 40 points. But the winner for the episode 4 is Eva Janae with 90 points. Everybody give her a round of applause.
Salute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tonight marked our first live on-air adventure, and we want to leave you inspired, encouraged, and with a smile on your face. We want to shout it from the rooftops. On Dollar Dash, everybody, and we mean everybody, will have a chance at winning the coveted cash pot each and every week. No one will be left behind because, hey, each one holds one. It's all about unity and creating a fair playing field. We strongly encourage all our fantastic participants to donate to Dollar Dash. Remember, the more we donate, the bigger that cash prize becomes. Let's make it rain dollar bills and watch that pot grow. It's like a magical money plant that keeps on giving. Now, folks, while you're enjoying the excitement, we also remind you to play responsibly. Keep those wits sharp and enjoy the thrill within your means. We want everyone to have a blast while keeping their wallets intact. Dollar Dash was executively created, produced, and directed by the dynamic duo Dre and the one and only Mr. O. Their visionary minds and relentless passion brought this incredible show to life. They deserve a standing ovation. But here's the icing on the cake. Dollar Dash wasn't just created for fun and games. It's a way for us to lend a helping hand to our fellow neighbors and communities still recovering from the hardships of the pandemic. Together, we can make a difference. We want to extend a heartfelt thank you and a special shout out to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean platform and also the Humble Experience podcast for welcoming Dollar Dash with open arms, making us a part of their incredible family and network. We're grateful for their support. Now, dear listeners and participants, it's your turn. Spread the word like wildfire. Invite your friends, families.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to open up the floor to Q&A. First and foremost, congratulations, New York City in the building. You're the winner for the night. And how does it feel?
It feels wonderful. Thank you. It was such a great experience. I challenged myself while you challenged me. Thank you.
I'm going to go to our second person for the night, Miss Shannon, South Cackalacky. You he came in second place, so that means you get the you automatically get granted a spot on the next week's game show for another chance to win the grand prize. How do you feel?
And may I say something?
Yes, go ahead. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for Shannon. So I just want to say whatever the pot is, I donate 10% back to Dollar Dash.
Thank you. Can we get a round of applause for that? Shannon, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Yep. You came in second place, so that means you get a spot on the next week's show. So you get a whole nother chance to win a shot at the prize. How did you enjoy the show this evening?
I enjoyed. It was good.
It was a close call. You played it tight. Y'all was walking a tight rope. I thought it was gonna go into a sudden death, but it didn't, but, hey, you still won. So everybody's a winner on this show. I appreciate you for coming on this evening. If you would, just hold tight for a minute. We're going to go to our other two contestants really quick, and we're going to open up the floor for the Q&A for anybody that want to press 1. You need to press 1 now if you got any questions for the host, any of the contestants from the show. And also, Miss Yvonne Nay, we're going to bring you backstage here in a minute. With our producers and everything, so we can get your winnings to you. So, Mr. Mathematics, you still on the line?
I'm still here, Jake.
Yo, man, you did good tonight, man. It was a tight fought, man.
Listen, man. You know I don't even do social media. It's my first time ever on a podcast. I could have did better, yo. You know my knowledge is a little different. But
yeah,
I appreciate
them questions
it, man.
Can get
time.
Tricky,
I want to do this again so I can open up. I want to do this again so I can open up my mind. You know, I was moving around a little bit, but I had a great time. I'll be back.
Definitely. 8:30 every Monday night, man. Get on the line.
Okay.
Press 1, man. We always open, man. Appreciate you.
I look forward to taking my losses as a learning lesson.
Hey, that's it, man. Everybody's a winner here at Dollar Dash, man. I promise you that. Nobody's a loser, man. We don't take losses. We take wins for everybody. One hand helps one. So we're going to go to Mr. Shadi. Shadi in the building.
Peace.
Peace,
yeah.
Man. You was on the tight rope, too.
Yeah, it was my pleasure, man, to, you know, participate in the show, man.
Yeah, I appreciate
that.
That
was something new for me, you know.
All right, thank you, man.
You know, yeah, no problem.
The team came through short notice, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that for the help.
No doubt.
Yep. So, Dre or Uncle Jay, you got anything you want to say to contestants before we open up the floor to the callers?
No, it was a good show tonight. It was tight. It was a good show.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I enjoyed it, man, for sure. Yep. We got anybody
Sean
on Dick, the line that wanna press one to time
it? Yeah, he's got one person. He's good.
Hello.
1202.
Hello, hi, Latoya. I just wanted to say, Omar, great show. What a heck of a show. All the contestants was excellent. I just miss some great show.
Yes.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Definitely. Yep.
You're welcome.
Well, maybe next week you may be a contestant. You never know.
You're right. A great show.
Yes. Anybody else on the line that want to press 1 before we close it on down for the evening? This is your opportunity.
Yeah.
Nope, that's it.
Yeah,
we do it. Well, each and every week, Monday night, 8:30 p.m., same number, same time, Dollar Dash. Coming back to episode 5.
Yo, I heard
5,
the guy, so. Shadiq, say he in North Carolina.
Yes.
What part?
Yeah.
What part, dude?
Huh?
Huh?
Bench.
What part of North Carolina you at, God?
Bench.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
And that's it.
But, man, like, again, a great show, man. I appreciate everybody for your support. Tune in next week. Oh, and real quick, you know, we got Thursday night, we got the Lisa Experience. What's that, at 8 o'clock, right?
Right?
Seven.
Lisa Experience.
Eight o'clock.
Okay, 8 o'clock, we got the Lisa Experience. Then you already know, Nephew O, D-Sean. We got the Keeping It Real with D-Sean podcast. Same number at 8 o'clock p.m., 8 to 10. Definitely call in. You know, that's an epic show every week. You know, if you ain't missed it, you need to tune in. We had a hell of a show last week. And also, we got Shadi's show on Saturday. I believe that's the point of Let's Talk About It. Is that right, Shadi?
Yeah, Let's Talk About It all. 7 o'clock.
Same number. Yep. And on Sunday, we got the brother, is it Abdul, I believe his name is?
Malai,
Mr. Malai, okay. Yeah, we got his show. I believe his show started at 7:02 on Sundays. Same time, same network. We all a family here, man. Let's support each other. You know, everybody is doing big things. There's a lot of knowledge on this line, man. And also those, give a quick shout out to Grown Folks Talking as well, man. They got a lot of good stuff going on over there as well. Some great learning experiences, but definitely, I don't have their number, but somebody on the line, they want to shout out their number, feel free to do so. But over here at Blog Talk, we got a lot of big things happening.
Girl,
I talked to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
865.
I'm sorry.
Yvonne, I'm sorry. Give out your information real quick. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. So the call-in number for Grown Folk Talk and Express Yourself is 520-525-8633. And my show, Ivadane with Company Talk Worth Listening To, is on Mondays 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. All are welcome. Listen to the show lineup when you call into the number. And if they charge you, just text call me to that same number and you'll get a call back. No charge. Thank you.
I appreciate that. But much love to everybody. Everybody stay safe. Let's have a great week. Let's make a difference out here in this world. That's all we got. We got us, so we need to support us. So
okay, the winner, please don't hang up. Please hold for the winner.
Yeah. Missy,
oh, yeah.
My name. Okay. We got her, yep. We're going to bring you on back. And Dre, we're going to go ahead and close it on out, man. If you ain't got nothing to add to it, man, we're going to keep doing what we do, brother, the dynamic duo, man. Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, come here for a second. I don't like the way he treats you. He doesn't deserve you. You really don't. Thank you.
I told you she. I told you on the podcast she was a up, down, left, right, over here. Put it there.
Hold on. The line open. It just open.
You right about that. The line is open. Permission not granted. Grant the permission. She said. Permission. I like that. Permission not granted. I'm gonna use that. I gotta use that on my show. Permission not granted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that. Don't touch me here. Permission not granted. Don't put it there. Permission not granted. Don't lay right there. Permission not granted. Don't kiss me here. Permission not granted. I like that. For real, I do.
Don't go on my refrigerator.
So you know the funny thing? I was speaking to a young man the other day. Is your show over?
Yeah, it's over.
I was on the, I was speaking to a young man the other day, and he was really having a hard time because his girlfriend wasn't giving him sex when he wanted, and she didn't want to be just while she was asleep. I said, I can understand that. He says, but I'm not disturbing her. I'm just hugging her. I said, so you're just hugging her and your hands are not moving. Well, she could stay asleep. I said, all right, you're going to be single soon. So I said, all you have to do is set a schedule. So am I wrong? Just set a schedule. Like if people have to get up early in the morning, they need to rest properly, especially if they're going to work, right? They need to rest properly. But if this is something that you feel like you kind of need 3 or 4 times a week, set a schedule. This way everybody knows it's time. Spontaneity could be on the days when you don't have to get up and go to work. But people need their rest.
I'm going to see me.
Yeah, that
sounds
like somebody else was tiring her out.
I'm a rubber. So I remember that this female, she used to come by my house every Friday and stay till Sunday because she had to work Monday morning. But she would come every Friday. She would come, she would, like, clean my house and cook a lot of food, you know, that would last me for a week. And she would stay with me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But on Monday morning, she had to be to work. But she would never stay with me on Sunday night. I would tell her to stay with me on Sunday night after Friday, but she wouldn't stay with me on Sunday night. She said, I'm not going to stay with you on Sunday night because you would keep me up all night. So that's kind of like what you're saying about. You know what I mean? So I used to tell her, what's wrong with you? She'd be like, no, you're not keeping me up all night. You know what I mean? I got to go to work in the morning. And she was serious. She would leave on Sunday when I was telling her to stay. But she would leave. She really would leave my house.
She knew
that's
the only
like
way
I'm
that
like,
everything was going to be okay.
She knew she'd get a good night's sleep like that, and it wasn't like we was talking about sex. I'm a rubber, so like I'll rub you and squeeze you and you know touch you and you know I'm just a touchy person. I'm a touchy feely person, and she used to say
you
would keep me up all night.
Yeah.
So she would go home on Sunday night. She would really go home on Sunday night, and I couldn't believe it. She'd be like, you ain't keeping me up all night long, and I got to go to work in the morning.
You have to know like you know.
Yeah, so people need their time, I guess.
Yeah, I do. But, you're saying that you think she's getting rubbed elsewhere?
Yeah, for sure. She's somebody else. She might got a schedule on Sundays with somebody else. That could be what it is, man. Because if she ain't got no problem any other day of the damn week, why you got a problem with Sunday? We could go to church, come home.
No,
eat,
not Sunday.
Lay down.
No, it's just when she has to go to work in the morning, she doesn't want to be disturbed while she's sleeping.
Well, that's, yeah, that's different. You know what I'm saying? But it depends.
Yeah.
If you're trying to have sex or you're just trying to be romantically, you know, involved, like rubbing her down, relaxing her. That's what it sounds like he's doing to me.
No, he comes
more
in
less,
while she's asleep. His confession, she's asleep
mm-hmm.
when he comes in from work. But
mm-hmm.
he said he wants to have sex. I said, but she's asleep. Do you know how to do it on your own? And I know it's a difference between engaging in sex and masturbation,
mm-hmm.
but if you have this need to release, go release. The same way you do when you're single, where you don't have to disturb anyone. But I told him, if you keep that up, that's going to be over. They're
so
not married.
So you're saying she can't get mad at me if her hair is sticking to her pillow in the morning?
No, he better go in the bathroom because all that shaking of the bed is going to wake her up anyway. So he has to get himself up, find another space so she's not shaken awake, you know?
Yeah, I can beg the difference on that because I don't like to be woke up neither, especially if it's somebody that I have a constant intimate relationship with. Don't wake me up out of my sleep. Get the hell off me.
So do what you have to do elsewhere. But I thank you, gentlemen, again. It's been a pleasure. Again, thank you for supporting the show and coming on and sharing.
Yes.
There's a lot of people
you
out
too.
Here going through a lot of things, and we never know who we're touching, whether it's Friday
yeah, that's
night
true.
Or Monday night. We never know who we're touching.
Long. Well, you
let's
live
keep,
in Long Island. You live in Long Island?
That sounds like Jay Sean.
That's far, right?
For who?
Long Island.
You know, I stayed in Maryland I didn't come back until Saturday night. I stayed a week.
You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah.
I did, yeah. It was really good. And the gentleman sent me a picture today. It was funny. I went to it's called the Gathering of Sisters. I don't know if you heard about it. If you go on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, Deborah Hit Rick. She had a gathering of sisters, so I went as a vendor with my book. I left there. We left there. It was over at like 2-ish, and I just in the afternoon. And I had this feeling to go to City View, which is it's kind of like a bar and a grill, but when the DJ comes, it's the club, okay? But I just kept feeling, go to City View. And I did, and I sold more books at the club than I sold at the
I heard you say
which
that.
It was great. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was,
dope. That was great. And so there was a gentleman going out the door with his friends because I was sitting, like, right there in the lobby area. And he stopped. He looked. He was like, okay, not today. I said, okay, but if not today, then when? I love when people say not today. I'm like, okay, if not today, then when? Like, you know, can I have a date? Not a date, but, you know, when? 5.5 to 6 miles and almost 24 hours later, I'm at the gas station in another town of Maryland. I go in, and who's coming out? But him. So I said, is it today? So he's like, excuse me? I said, well, last night you said not today, so is today the day? He was like, oh, my God, you're the lady with the book. I said, I am. Is it today? Right? Well, we talked a while with some other things going on with his family and everything like that. He said, I'm going to get it. I just don't have it right now. I said, no problem. So today, while I was on Star Show, in, I get a text message from him with a photo of my book in front of him. He ordered the book off of Amazon. He said,
oh, wow.
I am a man of my word. I am a man of my word. I told you I would, and so I did. I was like, that's pretty cool. But something just told me to go to City View. Like, who would have thought in the midst of people dancing and shouting and all that other wonderful stuff that they would, but they did. And so that's that. I know I'm holding you gentlemen up. I have a habit of
that. That's a good thing.
But, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I thank you again. I look forward. I will continue to promote Dollar Dash. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun. You're welcome.
Don't if you come on my show Friday, don't disrespect men, all right?
I keep it real. Would you say that though, for real?
How did you like my comment on your show today?
I thought it was wonderful. You are interestingly deep, but you wear almost like a Batman cape. So
I wear what?
On your show, you wear a Batman cape.
I'm a wolf in a sheep clothing.
Well, I'm scared to ask you about me then.
You're sincere. You are sincere. And when I hear people talk about their children, as well as Jayshawn, when I hear people talk about their children, it tells me where their real heart is, you know. My saying is, if you're not okay with children, you cannot be okay with me. There's no room for that. Because children are innocent. Even if they're terrible, they're kind of innocent in the fact that they are made up of. They are made up of. So if you're okay with children and if you have a heart and compassion and understanding for children, then it says to me, it says a lot about you. Because, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but they say animals and children, if they don't want to go to people, those people are not good people. You have some people who will walk up to a baby, the baby starts screaming, tell me something, loud and clear. You know, animals, they're growing. So there's a spirit. There's a spirit that's like genuinely there. And those who are sensitive can see and feel it and hear it. So that's just how it goes. You know?
For sure.
Do you got children? Do you got children?
Jayshawn, you have a short memory. Jayshawn, how old am I?
61.
And how old is my daughter?
30.
38. And my grandson is 38. And my grandson is 19.
Okay. See, I remember some things.
Yeah, you do. You remember the 61, since you thought I was like in my early 40s. I was so sweet. That's so nice. But people do. Don't feel bad. People see me and think that. The lady told me she came to my car, Uber, and she was so grateful I was taking her group into Manhattan. And she says, she looked beautiful, though. The mom, she looked up like, you are beautiful. She said, oh, my God, girl, I'm old. I said, I'm older than you. She said, no, you're not. I said, I know I am. She says, no, you're not. And when I told her I was 61, the whole car, including the guy outside the car, almost fell down. They were like, what? And then as we drove from, where were we? Sayreville, Long Island, 70-minute trip into Manhattan. Guess what I let them listen to, Jayshawn? I let them listen to show number one.
You listen to what?
Show number one.
What's show number one?
My show with you. I call that show number one.
Oh, show number one. Okay.
I let them listen to the first show. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, who is that guy? It's a long story. Sorry, 70 minutes would not be enough. But no, I let them. They were listening to it and found it very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
So
yeah, I'm an interesting person.
Are you tripping?
tripping?
On something?
Me? What you mean?
Not on words or thoughts. It just sounded like somebody was walking and tripping over, I don't know what.
No, that was a bottle of water that I was picking up there. So
I'm
too much information,
Deshaun.
Too much information. We don't need to visualize
laying in bed. You can't visualize that.
You were. Wait. So you were asking us questions from your bed. Isn't that wonderful about podcasting? Or you could like have on absolutely nothing.
I did the whole show in the bed.
No.
Really?
How thoughtful.
Yeah.
How thoughtful.
Oh, bitch.
Steve Harvey does his show while he's on the bike. That might not be a bad idea. Did you go to the gym today?
No, I worked out at home. The damn gym don't got no air conditioning.
Damn.
No, it's okay. They're cheap enough.
I said, why y'all don't got air conditioning? They talking about the people upstairs did something or something.
I gotta get you in the gym with me, huh?
Oh, I don't work out that hard. I'm just moderate.
Oh.
I just work out just enough because I got diabetes and high blood pressure, so
uh-huh.
I just work out a little bit, you know, try to keep that stuff right.
Keep your blood flowing.
Yeah. Yep, keep my Huh?
What are you doing with the diabetes?
CMOS.
Do you listen to the Health Man show? On you know the Health Man.
No.
Brother Abdul. No.
With Forrest.
Mhm.
Yeah, I listen to
Rashad.
I listened to Rashad for a year.
Rashad.
Yeah,
Rashad. Are you on medication?
For the blood pressure pills. For blood pressure, yeah. I don't take the diabetes medicine. I control that on my own.
The diet.
Yeah, diet, exercise.
Okay.
I don't really mess around with it. I had taken it. I took it for 2 years, and then I just got tired. I'm just not going to eat no sugar. Yeah, metformin.
The metformin?
I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
And what are you using
blood
pressure? Amalpidine or some nonsense? I'm sorry.
I take two pills, amalpidine and Losartan.
Really?
Yeah, two. Yeah, too.
So why is your pressure high? Do you know?
It's hereditary.
No such thing. Dick Gregory said it's only hereditary if you eat what your parents ate and if they are eating what their parents ate. So nothing is hereditary. They just think that, you know, because we're all black and they'll ask you if that's the question, if that's the answer. So high blood pressure comes from a constriction in your arteries. When they take your pressure, if you have a constriction, then it pushes when they squeeze the thing up, you know, it pulls it down, and then they listen for, I'm sorry, say it again.
No, I didn't say nothing. That was Dre.
They listen for the beat when the blood starts flowing through again. So what you might want to do, because the high blood pressure medicine messes with your blood flow, so it messes with your sexual performance, it messes with your brain. So it you might want to get from Invite Health. This lady weaned herself off of her high blood pressure medication with Bain's HX and grape seed extract and biocurcumin fibroxin. The biocurcumin is turmeric, anti-inflammatory. Grape seed extract helps to clean the plaque out of your arteries, and veins extract helps with your blood flow. Those are all natural.
the medication that you're on, one of them is a water pill. So most people who are on dialysis or on dialysis due to not high blood pressure by high blood pressure medication because it's overworking your kidneys. It's overworking your kidneys. It's dehydrating you. So you might want to just look into, you know, you can call Invite Health. They're in Parsippany. I mean, not Parsippany. I think at the Palisades Mall, or, you know, you're in Patterson, so I guess the health man is close to you. I can't remember the name of the health food store that he's associated with, but the grapeseed extract, you want to clear your body. You want to clean out your arteries, because you have to also remember that your blood flow goes to your brain, right? So if you have a blood flow issue, explains that damn keeping it real fast. you have a lack of blood flow going to the brain. That explains the questions you come up with. No,
Then that weight too. That weight don't, you know, like if you somebody that's like obese, that contributes a lot to that blood pressure too. That's why I currently stay in that gym, get busy.
Yeah, the constriction. If you go to Yaki Awakened, are you familiar with Yaki Awakened?
It sounds familiar.
No.
To me.
So Y-A-H-K-I and then Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D. He reverses diabetes with a fruit diet, all fruit. He reverses diabetes, but he's very knowledgeable. Him and also Patrick Delves, who's on Facebook, D-E-L-V-E-S. You know, just remember that cup of energy, you know, remember that cup of energy and how best to use it. Go to the gym since you have a membership and don't shortchange yourself. Don't go and hang out like you're doing somebody else a favor. You ain't doing nobody else.
Make sure you eat your spinach sandwiches.
You can wrap in spinach. Actually, you can wrap. No, well, you can wrap in like kale instead of eating the bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use, I think, spelt. Is that what it's called? Spelt bread if you have to use bread, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I'm eating some greens right now, some fresh collard greens.
You're eating. Oh, nice. You grill them?
Collard greens?
Yeah.
If you try to grill some collard greens down here, they're going to bang you from the property.
No. I said, do you grow them?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I got a business on collard green, man. We got fresh produce, sweet potatoes, mustard greens, collard greens, cabbage.
South Carolina?
Yep, South Carolina.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. So
you
set up on, like, in front of the house on the side of the road, or you go to a farmer's market or something?
Various places. You know, we do stuff at different churches, venues, the fairgrounds, because we also sell boiled peanuts. But we go way deep down in the country to the farm and get fresh cuts each week.
Oh, that's excellent. Good for you.
Yeah, we got watermelon, cantaloupe, broccoli, zucchini.
Do you eat the rind? Do you eat the rind of watermelon?
I don't, no. It's nasty.
Well, that's where all the vitamins are. Did you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't eat a lot of watermelon, but.
Why do you find it nasty, though, the rind?
I don't like it.
Oh, okay. I've always eaten it, especially when they told us not to eat it because it makes stomach hurt. I've always eaten it because I love crisps. I recently found out that that's what. So if you cold press it for juice, if you cold press it, it's really good.
If y'all come down to South Carolina, I'm going to hook y'all up.
Who's y'all?
Everybody.
All right. I just want to make sure you weren't trying to couple up nobody. I'm just saying.
Couple up.
No, not Jay Sean. Oh, I don't know. You were on the show, right, at the end of the second show when that guy over there who lay in his bed, he was like, the next time I fall in love, I was like, hold up, wait a minute. Not the man who said she ain't never going to do that again. Something happened.
Never.
You find out.
No, that's not what you said.
I'm not mad at the people who live for it though, and that want it. I'm not mad with them. They can look, live for love and want love. I hope they find it.
You gonna come to my wedding whenever I decide to get married?
Hell yeah, I'll come to your wedding. Hell yeah, and throw the basket party, get a bunch of strippers.
Hey,
you gonna catch the what they call it, the girdle?
Who, me?
Yeah.
He's gonna catch it between his teeth. There's gonna be a fight on that floor.
I don't play like that.
I'll test no more from
it.
We're gonna let Eva Janae catch
him.
Eva Janae's gonna take his index finger
and toss it right to the back. Don't you want to catch it, Yvonne Janae?
Be the next one to get married?
Why would I want to catch the garter?
To be the next one to get
married. No, catch the bouquet.
No, I do not want to catch the bouquet either. Thank you very much. I pass. Now, I would not get married again, but I don't need to catch a bouquet for that to happen. You see?
I'll be getting a real disability check by the time I get married again.
Are you single?
Are
you single?
Am I single?
Yeah, are you married?
No, I'm single now.
She's single, man. She's single, ready to mingle.
How many times have I been married, Jay Sean?
Twice.
Very good. Ding, 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 ding.
why you keep asking me like things like I forgot? I didn't forget everything. What I want to pay attention to, I pay attention to.
A 61-year-old.
Your kids married too? The children, they're married?
1 year
old, who? I was talking about that. Your children, they married?
You have my daughter, no, she's not married. I have one daughter, one grandson.
Okay, yeah, that's what it was, grandson.
Yeah. You just trying to get that brother out of the hospital. Get him out. Kick, boom.
Yeah, I've been married twice.
Taking one math class. Yeah, marriage isn't bad. My video on how to have a happy marriage and how to have a happy divorce, as I mentioned earlier on the show, it's all about, you know, being the best you could be and going in whole. You go in whole, you come out whole. If you have to come out, you don't necessarily have to come out. But you do want to be whole going in. You don't want to look for anybody to make you happy. You don't want to set Jay Sean into for you. You don't want to set expectations that people have not agreed to, and then they don't live up to them, and then you get mad at them.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to be clear-minded, clear-headed, and, you know, love self first. That's the key. Love self first.
All right, we're getting a free therapy session.
I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I can't believe that.
No, it's okay.
I don't know what that means. Can I hear you say "Rail yourself"? I don't know what that means. That doesn't make sense to me.
Love self first.
How do you love yourself?
You honor yourself. You recognize who you are, why you are, because you are, and you're doing all the things you're supposed to do. Then you're proud of yourself. You love yourself. Love yourself first.
Yeah, isn't that what you're supposed to do every day?
But a lot of people
saying,
don't.
People say, love yourself, right, before you can love somebody else, right?
Absolutely.
I don't understand where loving yourself has to do with you loving another, or wanting another human being.
So if you don't love yourself, you'll be looking for someone to love you, someone to complete you, someone to make you happy. But if you love yourself, you recognize yourself, you appreciate yourself, you're good. You're good. You're in a good 99% space. Then if you meet someone who hopefully is in a good 99% space, then together you can be in a 100 space and growing. Right?
I think it's more about choice. I think there's an A and B side of every relationship, and I believe a lot of times we spend more time dating the person that wants us instead of the person that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like most people date seasonal, and most people's marriages break up because they didn't want each other. It's always one person that wanted one person more than the other.
Well, it could be a fulfillment of vulnerabilities
equal.
As well.
What?
It could be vulnerability issues, too.
Situations
like that. Vulnerability?
I need English.
Say that again, Dre.
I need English.
You said you need English. Vulnerability, like if somebody is thirsting like a certain area, you know what I'm saying, and some people are with people just for a vulnerability to fill a void, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And people take advantage of that, you know, when you got people like that, because those be the women or the men that wind up getting cheated on, or they get their heart broke, or whatever the case might be. You got to stand on your own 10 toes and show people that you're on your purpose and you're not becoming reliant on the other individual to bring you where you should already be when you meet that person.
Mhm. 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 Mhm.
I mean, that's my
relationship. I'm 47 years old. Right. Like, I feel like relationships has got too financial. It's all about financial things. I don't hear people saying, "Yo, I'm rich for y'all." Wrong decision. It's something in your job that I love this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the love at?
Well, again, in my opinion, that's more of a vulnerability issue again, because it's I know exactly what you're talking about. I've met so many different beautiful women, and I'm like, yo, I drive an S-Class, Benz, I got a beautiful apartment, I got money. You know, all this other stuff, but yeah, they got the dude sleeping on their couch every day. They don't got no job. They're selling nickel bags of weed. And again, that woman is filling a void. She don't want a man that's on their purpose or that can match what she has. There's women out here and men out here that don't want that. They want to be seniority, so they have the control factor. That's a sickness, man.
Yeah. No, I think that's not from being afraid to get hurt. A lot of times people try to overprotect their feelings. The worst thing you can do is be with a woman and, like, don't let her do this or don't let her do that, because you're afraid she might be cheating on you. Now, if she can't, you know what I mean, do this and do that, so she can't go out girls so you think she's going to cheat on you. It's like, you can't live like that. It took me a long time to understand it.
And
That's why people, you know, that's one of the leading causes to heart diseases now. People stressing over stuff they can't control. I mean, shit, you can't control what you can't see, and hell, even if you can see it, you still can't control it. The way I look at it.
And you shouldn't be with anyone that you don't trust. That's your insecurity, and it has nothing to do with the other person. It really has to do with you.
That's big facts, yeah.
Yeah.
But some people
matter
like
who
that
you
control.
Fit. But it's a false sense of control, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a false sense of control. But that's also like a codependency relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not healthy.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever lost their girlfriend or boyfriend because the woman went to go to church and follow God?
No.
You know what
I'm saying?
Let's say you're a man, right? You're a man, but he has a family already. And what he's doing with you is not right, right? So let's just say he wants to get his life right and go to church and get it right. So at the end of the day, something has to be cut. He's not going to leave without home. He's going to leave you. So how do you deal with that, knowing that if this person's not leaving you because they don't love you, and they're leaving you because, you know, it wasn't right from the beginning to do that, and they want to go to church, and they're like, how do you deal with that?
If they want to go to church, they should have been going to church. Some people use church as an excuse, like it's going to clean up their lives, when in fact you should be bringing your clean life to church, like you should be bringing your clean life to a relationship. And then some people are in relationships with people who they know are attached because they don't want to be attached. They want the benefits and the comforts of having someone, but also knowing that that person is going home. Some people don't want, we talked about that earlier, some people don't want to be awakened in the middle of the night. You know, they want the company, they want the peace, they want all of that. We're not even talking about, is it right that they're dating someone who has a family and who has a spouse? That's not the conversation. But people are in relationships to satisfy their needs. And it's not always a sexual need.
But if you, my thing is, if a woman, if I want a woman to spend the night with me, she must have put that snap on me because I'm in love. She had to put that snap on you, Dre. If you want her to spend the night, that means you in love.
No, if you want to spend the night, that means you want to have sex. Having sex has nothing to do with being in love all the time.
Well, here's the thing: you don't have to spend the night. Somebody don't have to spend the night to sleep with you. If a woman want to give you some, or either way, however way you want to go, you know it's gonna go down.
When you wake up, you gonna want her again.
It depends.
Well, you have to know the conditions, though. You have to know the conditions under which you're involved. Some people don't even spend the night. Some people come at lunchtime and do what they have to do and be gone, you know? It's all about that sexual satisfaction. If we're talking about lovers, you're not always in love with your lover. You're not always even in love with your girlfriend. You know, people are dating for a long time before love comes in, because you're still getting to know people and understand them. And then if it is good, it will grow into that.
Dre just want to make us some pancakes in the morning, that's all.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wow. You know, it is what it is. I think sometimes people put too much emphasis on sex. And you got to understand, not everybody's meant for you, so everybody's not going to think how you think. And I think... you know, before you intertwine with anybody, you need to let them know what your purpose is and what journey you on, so they understand how close or how far they need to get from you. You know what I'm saying? So that's made, it's all about communicating in the beginning. Because you don't communicate that, she might think it's just sex, and the whole time you fall in love. And next thing you know, you know, you putting chains on the door and talking about you can't leave. Like,
yeah. I met this guy in a club. We were talking. It was a party, a big party. Not really a club, but a big party. And he's standing over me talking with his dark drink in his hand. So he's talking and talking. I truly have no idea what he was saying. Honestly, I couldn't. If you gave me a million, I couldn't say it. Except I said to him, I have a question. And he's like, go ahead. I said, are you managing your diabetes? He looked at me. He said, what? I said, are you managing your diabetes? He was like, why are you so serious? I said, well, you're talking to me as if you want to get my attention. And
hold
I
on
need
one second.
To know.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Y'all hear that?
Is that rain?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
rain. Hold on. I want to hear that.
I'm listening. I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Aww. So... I asked him, so he says, why are you so serious? I said, well, you're chatting with me. I need to know if you're looking for a caretaker or a companion. So are you managing your diabetes? He was like, yeah. I said, okay, good for you. Thank you. He walked away. But that's serious. I mean, from the beginning, from the top of this thing, I need to know what your intention is. Because people, you know, they come with their intention. They come with their agenda. You know, older gentleman looking for somebody younger. Ultimately, yep, you're cute and all that other stuff. But if we,
do this thing,
I want to make sure you can take care of
you. Can't do that. Hey, you can't do that. And you gotta let me know what did you mean by that.
Which one?
Yeah, but she hurt his ego with that.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah, you know, the man ego can be very fragile at times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you thinking you the man. You thinking you the man, and it's about to go down. You pull your pants down, and she just do that one little laugh, nigga. You done.
That's pure.
You don't even want to talk no more. You just want to leave.
That's quite all right, too. Save me some energy. I told you about that energy from the beginning, right? Save me some. Let's get this out the way right now. But
yeah,
he really should have left his ego home.
But that's a real question, though, like that you said about people. Are you looking for a caretaker or a companion? And, you know, with people like myself, you know, that is, you know, I don't consider myself disabled like that, but I'm blind. So, you know what I'm saying? I try to be as independent as I possibly can because I don't like people helping me too much. I like to make error and mistakes. If I get jammed up somewhere and I'm lost and I can't figure out where I am, you know, I'll figure it out. And it actually upsets me when people, like, try to assist me in certain areas, especially when I know the vicinities that I'm in because it throws me off by people trying to help sometimes. But it's very important.
Like blindfolding you and spinning you around until you go get the apple. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So I think
You know what? Mm-hmm. I ain't used to dogging you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There are so many cold-hearted motherfuckers out there.
Mm-hmm.
That when someone do try to help you, you can turn them down, but make sure you turn them down correctly. You know what I'm saying? Don't like. Okay, it's a lot here. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm never nasty about it. It's just sometimes because even though people, especially when you are visually impaired, like myself, sometimes people can actually put you in more danger because people are great-hearted. They want to help, and that's okay. But there's a proper way to move a blind person around. You don't just move a blind person around any kind of way, because people aren't thinking mm-hmm. about, oh, there's a step right there. People aren't thinking about there's a drop down. People are not thinking
mm-hmm.
of, you know, if I walk too close to your right and you don't know how to motion me, you know, I might knock myself out because I done ran into a pole and, you know, sorry, ain't going to pick you. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't think if someone's trying to help you, they're going to lead you to a pole. Yeah, if someone's trying to help you, they're trying to help you to the full extent, you know?
Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm just the type of person, I like to get stuff wrong until I get it right. You know what I'm saying? So if I need the help, I will accept it. But a lot of times, you know, I like to do it on my own because people ain't always going to be around you to help you. You know, even if you got a wife or a woman or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you'll learn. So, you like to learn on your own. So my uncle, he does it to me all the time. He says, no, tell me where it is. Tell me where you're putting it. So it
yep.
stores in his memory, you know. It stores
mm-hmm.
in his memory, and he won't be confused. He won't be lost. So, and he lost sight
you
of
want...
one eye from a stroke.
Wow. Yeah, don't. One thing, if you want to make a blind man mad, you want to get on a blind man bad side, quick. Move his stuff. Watch his life. Move it. Let that stuff not be where he left it at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's very...
And that could be a problem.
And I've only been blind. This time, I'm going on 2 years I've lost my sight.
Wow. So, was
yep.
it a new
What's that noise, Dre?
My fault.
Say that again?
Yeah.
Yep, I had, so what happened with me is my brakes failed on my tractor trailer, and I don't know what that is.
How you doing that?
Probably somebody's telephone,
my brake,
maybe.
My brakes failed on my tractor trailer, so I had a, I was closed in to a one-lane highway, so I had a choice to hit the cars in front of me, which I would have killed them on impact. I had like 70,000 pounds I was pulling on the back that day, or I'd take
wow.
the wall. So I said, shit, I'm going to try to slow this damn truck down by scraping the wall. The next thing you know, I'm getting flown out by a helicopter. By the time I wake up, I had 19 hours of surgery, resuscitated 5 times, had a trach in my throat. Broke every bone in my face, leg, you name it, and brain surgery, and, of course, my eyes, So my eyes basically ripped. I mean, I still have my eyes, but the retina snapped, like that cable line was from your brain to the back of your eye, snapped. So they was only able to reattach a part of that retina on my left eye, so I'm able to see, like, light and shadows and shapes and stuff, but... They told me I done been to Duke and Emerald Point and MUSC, the best hospitals in the Southeast. And they told me that they're still working on technology to regrow the stem cells for people with my type of injury. So I don't know if they discovered something as of right now, but I haven't heard of anything. But, April 5th, 2021 was the last time I saw Earth visually.
Wow. So according to John Monroe, I think it's in Carolina, they are actually doing, it's either Carolina or Florida, they're doing inserting stem cells into the eye, I think into the center, into the spine, to help regrow retina or... You don't listen to him, right? Do you have his number, John Monroe?
No, I don't.
All right. I will send you his number. I don't even think I finished sending you mine, come to think of it. I'll send you his number.
No, I don't get nothing from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, and that's the biggest thing, like, with me. You know, I didn't use that as an excuse to not move forward. And if you was to see me before my accident and to see me now, you wouldn't believe nothing I'm telling you right now. You'd be like, oh, you said your face was messed up. Like, I don't have one visible scar. My face is, I look younger than I looked it before the accident. And, you know, everything's back normal. I just can't see. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for me to go through that and to be resuscitated 5 times and still and be normal, not be done and none of that shit, like, it's God is real. And even with Dre, you know, he got a hell of a story, you know. So it's like, you know, the stuff that I'm a walking miracle, man, because, yeah, I was out of here. You know, they was going to check me out. They didn't even know who I was. You know, I look worse than an image still, they said, when I first came in. They had me in there as unknown victim. They didn't even know who I was. Truck caught on fire and everything, I heard. Yeah, it was bad. And what I told say, always, God, I got a saying. Yep, and I got a saying, because, you know, at that time, you know, I was making, you know, truck driver, I'm making over $100,000 a year. You know, I'm living life young. You know, so I tell myself one day I woke up and I felt like God spoke to me and said, yo, oh, I'm like, yo, why, you know, you had that, why, God, why you think I got my kids are young, why you did this, blah, blah, blah. And an answer that came to me was, God took your eyes because your eyes was going to be the death of you.
So it's so interesting you say that. I 3 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, I was on my way to Jersey, actually, to see Leon and all of them at this event. I had dropped off some tax papers, and when I was coming down the stairs, and normally I don't hold on because I'm germophobic, but I was holding on to the railing, and when I got to the all the way to the bottom, stepped out, my left foot went sideways, and I grabbed the railing with my other hand. I was down on the ground for like 20 minutes. Thankfully, it was a construction worker next door. He got me some ice out the other, because the people I went to see, she never even knew what happened. So I have the ice wrapped around and everything, and I'm thinking, because I'm in New York, and I'm going to Newark, and I said, I'd be deliberating in my head, right? I was like, okay, do you want to be in the hospital in Newark, or do you want to be in a hospital in Brooklyn? That's what I was deliberating on in my head as I was now kind of moving slowly. I'm back in the car, and I made a call. I had a conversation with a young lady the night before regarding a house. I have people who are looking for a property. And I called her in between all of my deliberation. She connected me to the broker. They were able to see the house at 1 o'clock. Had I gone to Jersey, had I not twisted my ankle, that would have been a missed opportunity, right? Because they should be getting the house.
Yep.
So from that point, I said, just like you, I said, slow down to be lifted up. We have no idea why things happen, but sometimes you're slowed down to be lifted up. You have, it sounds like, all of your faculties, all of your mobility, after everything you went through, after everything they told you you went through, right? And of course, your recuperation, you know you did. It wasn't like a myth. But in all of that, that's the message you receive. And that is amazing. That's amazing.
Thank you.
It's one of the ways I'm sure it keeps you sane, right? It keeps you sane and able to, you know what? Not a problem. I know how to do everything. Just show me where the bathroom is. Let me make sure I know my place. And that everything is good. God bless you, and it was your consciousness also. Like, you had options of not being so hurt, but you thought to, see, I said that about you, right? You thought to save the lives of others.
to save the lives of others, to take your chances. And that's exactly what you receive. Okay. Hey, Jay Sean.
Yeah, he out.
Hey, Jay Sean.
Dre, you still there?
Oh, the phone is probably laying under his ear.
Dre, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm
there. Yeah, it's wild though how all that happened, man. I had to learn how to walk again, all types of shit, man. Now, you know, shit, I'm in a gym throwing up damn near 300 pounds, you know, squatting like crazy. You know, it's like, it's crazy, man. You know, it's just a matter of, like, your ambition, your drive. You got to be dedicated to your purpose and know that, yo, can't nobody put you down but yourself. You know, so.
That's
right. I used to ask God, why I'm disabled, why I have a DD. But then I look at my life and I see all the accomplishments that I accomplished being disabled. And I'm like, you know what? He did that to save my life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I live in the hood. You know, I've done bad things. I've done things I'm not proud of in the real shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine what I'd be like without, you know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah.
So
it's a lot, man. And then,
So your condition, is your condition reversible?
For me?
Uh-huh. Right.
Oh, I haven't looked into that. You know, so I don't know. I mean, it's muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
So
I used to work with a young man. Now, was it, how long have you been that way?
Since the age of 5 years old.
Five. So I used to run this youth organization. It was a young man. He also had muscular dystrophy. They told him he would never walk. He's walking. He's driving. He just kept pushing through. Not to say it's for everybody. Then I saw something on Facebook. I saw something on Facebook or online. Maybe it couldn't have been TikTok. It was very long. And this lady, she just kept going. She just kept exercising and pushing herself. Our body is amazing. It's amazing. It could, like, I was in a hospital. My stroke was 1100 in 2020, maybe 2020, right? My sugar was 1100 when I went in, but of course nobody walked around. Like, they had me in ICU, metformin, insulin, all this stuff, right? I knew that 1100 was based on what I had eaten in the beginning. But when I left the hospital, I left with the insulin, which was a breeze. I mean, like, I'm sorry, not to, you know, make it easy. But when you hear people have to get themselves needles every day, the needle is so thin it went into the pores of my skin. Like, it's so thin. But I'm glad I experienced it so I know it and I can talk to people about it. But I stopped it. Like, I stopped the insulin within the first week. I said, nobody told me my pancreas wasn't working. See, I don't believe everything the medical doctors say. They have this checklist, and they'll check, and write you off in a second and give you medication and keep managing you for the rest of your life. I don't believe in that. I don't like medicine. Medicine, for me, is used to address an issue in an acute state. Okay, I'll take it. But after that acute state is over, you're not managing me on pills. So I stopped the metformin the second week. I stopped the insulin the first week. And I told my doctor, I need to see an endocrinologist. I need to make sure my pancreas isn't working. Because, yes, this was the case when I came in, but, okay, arrest that shit and let's move on, you know? When I was in the hospital, they came in. When I was in ICU, the nurse came in. He said, I have your medication. I said, what do you have? He said, I have your, I believe it, a metformin and insulin and heparin. I said, heparin for who? He said, well, when people are in the hospital and laying down, we like to give them heparin so they don't get blood clots. And I'm like,
yeah,
hey,
no,
I'm good.
Nope.
Yeah, right. I said, no,
I'm good.
You sure? Man, I put my phone on Happy, Mary J. Blige Fine, Rare Earth Get Ready. I put my music on. I was up, hooked up to monitors, dancing for 45 minutes, okay? I'm sorry. If a blood clot comes because you're laying down, I won't be laying down. Let's get this party started, right? And the doctor said, but I say that to say, to be mind over matter, and we have to push ourselves. Sometimes if we push ourselves for others, we can push ourselves for ourselves. And I heard what you said. You feel like you did so much shit that God is like, I'm going to let you live, my brother, but you ain't going to be flying around.
Yeah.
That could be. But your consciousness and the power of your brain, you could possibly become more mobile. But I heard you taught yourself how to walk again, right? Is that right?
I said that. Omar.
You said that, right? Who's that?
Omar.
Oh? Omar.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Dre, just if you want to, nobody asked me, but if you want to, stop pushing yourself. I'm going to try to find, what's your email, Dre?
D as in David, R-E. 313332@gmail.com.
Okay, why doesn't it say when it's got around? Telephones. Jesus Christmas. Now it turns around. All right. One more time. Oh, Dre. Dre 3132?
Yeah, 313332.
DRE 3132.
313332.
I'm missing that other one then. Okay.
Yeah. It's 313.
313. I got
32.
It.
Yeah.
Is that the birthday?
313332. Yeah.
I got that. Don't act like I can't understand English.
Yeah, I know my voice ain't the best sometimes.
No, I'm only kidding. So, wait a minute. Is that your birthday?
No. I'm a summer baby.
That's what a who?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, summer baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm zero.
With you a summer baby, too, by the way?
No, I'm March. I am March.
Pisces. You know, Pisces and Gemini. Yeah, Pisces and Geminis are actually acute signs. Like, you know, that was my best relationship I ever had with a Pisces.
God bless you.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I kind of dated a Gemini just a half a minute, and then he said, so I asked him if we were going to do something in a couple of days, like maybe a Wednesday. It was like a Monday and I asked him if we're gonna do something on Wednesday. And he told me he had to check with the guys. I said, no, for now on you could go fuck the guys. Bye, thank you. He had to check with the guys to see what they were doing. Oh no. You all could go play. I'm good. Done. Thank you. I don't have a lot of tolerance for stuff like that. Okay, so Dre, I'm gonna look for that video of that young lady, but she, if I'm not mistaken, she was in a wheelchair. She had a major condition, and she just pushed herself and stretched her muscles. You know, look at the supplements that are good for your muscles. Consider a chiropractor who can re-stimulate activity through your spine to your nervous system so your nervous system can feed parts of your body. And guess what? If it don't work, it still feels good, right?
You know what? You know what? To be honest with you, I could do everything I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I want to put my body through that.
Okay.
You know, just to stand up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know. I'm weird. I'm I'm weird. Like, I've never seen my disability. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it happened so young. It just feels normal.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying? Mostly people that run or walk again are people that walked before. They know the experience. They know what it felt like to run. They know what it felt like to jump. They know what it felt like to do all that. So they're missing it. But for me, I never was able to run fast. You know what I mean? When I was young, I should fall down all the time. You know what I'm saying? Just get hurt all the time. Like, I'm sitting my ass right here and drive.
You said I'm comfortable.
Yeah, I'm dirty. I got 5 kids, 4 baby mamas. I mean,
that's
the thing.
That's
the... No, go ahead. It's funny. The last thing to say is no disrespect to anybody. I don't mean to say nothing weird. But, like, if I'm cutting her sex, you know what I'm saying? I think being disabled was bothering me a lot more. And I know that sounds weird, but it's the truth. I think because I'm able to do everything I want to do, I'm capable of, like, living a normal life, kind of.
So, yes, it's normal for you. And everybody's normal is different. You know?
Right.
Yes, I understand.
Because you said, oh, if I was yesterday, I was killing myself. I was like, for what?
What is that going to do?
Right.
Yeah, give you a straight ticket to hell.
Right.
But
this shit hard right here. This shit hard right here. I don't want to know what's next. Shit.
No baby.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's your heaven because you're living your life to the fullest of your capabilities, and you seem to be happy with it, and you have your family, and there are people who have quote unquote full capacity of everything, and who are probably not as happy as you are.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm certainly happy. Because I'm alone. I got all my family in North Carolina. I ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm single. I could be fucked up, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, life ain't perfect. It's still a real nigga life out here. You know what I mean? But my disability or some things that I can't do would never be a reason for me to hang my head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing with me, though. Like, I feel like, you know, going through what I went through was one thing, but now God got me in the point of my life where he's removing the crutches from me. And one of the persons that was the one person I could really depend on faithfully was my mother. You know what I'm saying? My mom, she got on the bus and rode the bus for 24, 27 hours just to get to the hospital as much as she can to oversee me. And unfortunately, you know, December 10th is when my mother was found dead in her apartment. Again, that was a crutch that, you know, was just taken away from me. Like, almost like God telling me, like, look, you have to do this on your own. If you're strong enough, you're a leader, you know, you're going to get busy, and you're going to live through your testimony through me, and that's what I'm doing. And that's why I don't like to spend too much time worrying, because I've been blessed, and I've been blessed throughout this whole process of being blind. Not to say people was helping me and holding my hand, but, you know, I ain't had to want for much. You know what I'm saying? It's just all I had to do is learn and grow, and I feel like whatever my purpose is really meant, because I got a purpose of being here, and I'll speak to you about that on a different day. I had 5 visions. Remember I said I was resuscitated 5 times? I also had 5 visions with those resuscitations. It gets deep with me, man. It's just, this is a whole different different task, man. And I know that God is positioning me.
That's awesome.
It's like I won a battle, but we ain't win the war yet.
Well, we're just in that. We're just in that, you know. Recognizing that it exists is probably half the battle, you know, of the war, of the war.
Yeah.
So, Dre, it is because of you that we have grown from talking. Is that correct?
Yep.
I started this podcast thing. Well, I feel like 8-9 years ago. I've been trying to get Jay to do it for years. Yeah.
I don't know why I feel like we should be recording this, but go on, go on. Y'all don't know. And no, but you know, that's the one thing I said I was going to do. I was going to it's so crazy, like, I'm going to start interviewing podcasters. I really literally wrote a whole list of subject matters. That I wanted, you know, for shows. And one of them was interviewing podcasters, the who, the why, and the what. Like, who you are, why did you start it, and what do you hope to accomplish? Those are the three questions. But, you know, we'll do this again. I'm sure we'll remember everything we're talking about, including the We're going to get Jay Sean. Wait, but he's not breathing
anymore. Yeah, I feel like we had a show after the show.
Yeah. But wait, so when you're in the back, it's not recorded, right? Like, this is where we are now on Block Talk.
No, it's not.
Okay. Yeah. The back office is private and dark.
Yeah, it's private.
Right.
VIP.
VIP room.
Yeah, but you started this 9 years ago, Dre.
So what?
You started the podcasting 9 years ago, you said?
Yeah, I have a book called The Andre Williams Story, and I got interviewed on the podcast, and I'm like, oh, I like this, you see? And at that time, I was heavy in music, so I just hung around them for about a year. And I started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment, man. My hat goes off to you, Dre. Always. You already know.
If I know now how far this is going to go and really come, I was just one of the celebrities out there. I was one of the pioneers in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you still can. Ain't too late, Dre.
I was at the